This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What's the name of the show?
Free Talk Live.
What's the telephone number?
603-283-6160.
What'll we probably do right away?
Go to phone call.
Let's do that. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We have Robert calling from, I believe, South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I was just thinking about how to propel a child out of a womb.
Like the Blonsky device?
Well, no, mine would be, I would use horizontally polarized gravitons because that would be the best, the safest way to do it.
Okay,
I would figure.
So you have to explain all three of those words.
Right, so what, well, I know what horizontally
okay,
is.
Okay, two of the three words.
What is a graviton?
Graviton is it's very, very, very similar to a photon, but it provides for gravity rather than for light or radio signals.
Okay. And what was the third thing?
It's massless. It's also massless, by the way. So and the photons are actually part of the glue that holds the nucleus of the atom together. So what was the other word that you needed?
I don't remember. What did you say? You would use
horizontally propelled graviton.
So this is microscopic? Is this for like
amoebas? No, the gravitons can only travel at the speed of light. They can't travel any faster or any slower, otherwise they would cease to exist. So that they're massless, which means that they can go through anything, and they would provide for gravity. But instead of gravity vertically or horizontally, vertically, you have it horizontal so that the child would be propelled out of the mother's,
Okay, so what type of a device would you need to construct use these gravitons to assist in childbirth?
And what is this technology currently being used for?
I wouldn't want to go into too many details about how you do it because the Chinese could be listening, and we certainly don't want them to get that.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Is it something that...
The Chinese won't take patented stuff.
No, let me ask you this. Is it something that the Germans already do, and they do it better because they have the best engineers?
Well, Germans have things that the rest of the world really doesn't know about, except the United States. They sell their technology to the United States because I talked to one of the engineers where they design a device that produces very, very short bursts of very, very high-powered magnetic radiation, and they use it for powering those chips that go into deep space.
Right.
And once they get off the ground and go into deep space, they send a magnetic signal out there that's only for a fraction of a second, but it's very powerful. And they manufacture those in a city not far from Dresden, which is where I lived. And I taught the guy, helped teach the guy English. Helped him practice his English. Just for practice. And that was my relationship to him.
Mm-hmm. I hear the Germans are leading the way in coal-fired power plants for their electricity.
Cutting-edge technology. Germany has the best coal-fired power plants because already back in 1997, I believe it was, when I worked at in Skopje-Bajala, they had a scrubber that would clean 95% of the pollution. So it's not a problem at all.
All right, we appreciate your call. Gravitons to help try. I was just thinking, like, have you ever seen like one of these dough rolling devices? Like when you want to, you get some dough and you put it through the thing to make flatbread or whatever. Like, couldn't something like that help squeeze out babies?
I mean,
like the little tooth thing I have on the end of my toothpaste.
What about
just put it right on her?
What about like a giant set of hands? So like you put your hands inside the giant set of hands and you just sort of like squeeze in a tube of toothpaste.
Well, the uterus kind
of
already does that.
Can you?
Those are the contractions.
Yeah, but I mean, can give it some assist, right?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. I don't know anything, apparently.
I hate to break it to him, but Subaru and Porsche are already using the horizontally opposed engine So they kind of already took his idea.
Are they using the gravitrons, though, or the gravitons?
Sounds pretty similar.
Just hold up a black hole in front of the chick, and the baby will just... But put a net in front of it so you can catch it before it goes into the black hole.
Can't you just get a Kirby vacuum cleaner up in there? Suck the little bastard out.
They actually do have those that they use in the hospital.
Yeah. My sister's a conehead.
They have baby suckers?
Yeah. My younger sister's a conehead because it would...
Yeah. No, it's a real thing.
And then they have to, like, wait for her head to,
like, it's like a suction cup.
I was being completely farcical.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, because it exists.
You backed up into a real thing, Parody Man.
Wow. Yeah. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
That's what my grandpa says.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again. Something along those lines.
Yep.
One of my bosses used to say that. That's a pretty good saying. What were we talking
about? He's talking to you about it. Like, you got no skills, kid. You just got lucky this one time.
All right. Let's, we talked about the Blonsky device, which is, you know, I guess,
the thing.
You know, spin a girl around and, you know, helps her give birth somehow.
I honestly, that's not
Nikki's
work.
Still not convinced.
What about one of those things they train the astronauts in that, like, it's a big circle thing and they spin around, they go in all directions. And
no,
then
I think it would just make it worse.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like a recipe for fetal distress.
Wow. Like, you got all serious for a second.
Yeah.
Trying to make light of the situation. Like, nope, fetal distress is a real thing. It's bad. It's horrible.
We previously on Free Talk Live had Minor Ache.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I don't even want to discuss that because that was tech support.
I was asking our caller.
Oh.
Who's live?
Minor Ache.
What?
Minor Ache or Minor Egg? What are you talking about?
Ache.
We had a caller who called himself Minor Ache.
Oh.
For those of our listeners who are just tuning in, the caller is known as Major Pain, and so that's why we bring up Minor Ache, the opposite.
Previous caller.
The previous caller, yeah. I guess, what, you guys would be, what, arch nemesis?
I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to butter me up.
Butter. What's on your mind,
Major? Seems like they'd be on the same page, right?
Well, you guys were just talking about vacuum induction of fetals, right?
Yep.
Something to that effect.
So I would recommend the Electrolux because it has so many attachments. You can paint your house, cut your hair.
Yeah, but doesn't Kirby have that too?
Damn thing might even drive nails. I don't remember.
Trying to sell Kirby on the air?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm not.
Okay.
You're not 23 gizmos? What are you talking about?
No. Rich asked me if I was trying to sell Kirby's
on the air.
He
keeps pitching Kirby stuff surreptitiously.
Oh, yeah, well, Kirby was the first one. There was another one, too, that I think started with an H. Damn near a $2,000 vacuum.
I don't know, but I had a Kirby vacuum that had a belt sander on it.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Badass gizmos that went on these super-duper vacuum cleaners.
In fact, it was the only thing that worked on the vacuum cleaner. Like, the rest of it had broken, all the attachments were missing or otherwise broken or whatever, and it was older than dirt. But, like, you could plug it in and then plug this other deal into it and, you know, put a sanding belt on it, and it would...
But what does the belt sander work that will suck up the dust?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
For, like, 50 years.
Right, yeah. Come on.
You can get the dust.
I mean, that's actually genius.
Yeah.
So as you sand, it sucks up the dust? That's cutting edge.
They got a... I have orbital sanders I prefer, and I got vibrating sanders. They do a lot slower work, but it's kinder on the grain, you know what I'm saying, if you want to do finished stuff.
Right, yeah,
but,
yeah.
The orbital sanders will rip up some dust, except, you know, especially if you put a good hard sand, you know, digging good on them, and they'll create some damn dust.
Really helps get the baby out.
You might have an old vacuum cleaner, an old, you know, little tiny cheap shop back that was probably 30 years old, but it had exactly the right size hose where it plugged right into the back of my gizmo. And I really
like it when hose are the right size.
Yep.
Yeah, but I got 3 years of sand and drywall out of like a $65 buy sander, probably $35 when I bought it.
So what would you recommend for new sanders for a starter grit?
For sanding what?
I don't know. Just if you're only going to buy one grit of sandpaper, Like, what would you go with?
80 or 120.
All right.
And if you want it to be pretty, go 220.
All right.
Depends on how rough a thing you're dealing with. Hog paper's like 60 to 80. Medium hardcores is 120. And then you go, you know, 220, 440, and whatnot.
Good to know.
Bigger the number, the smaller the stones.
Major, I know you have. I know you have at least one child. What's the maximum number of children that you've ever witnessed one woman giving birth to? Not witnessed, but like you're aware of, like in your life. Like, I have somebody in my family that gave birth to 9.
I have. Well, I was a Catholic. I'm a cradle Catholic, so I know of a couple of at least a dozen.
Okay,
there you go.
All right. What would you? Did you hear the previous segment where we talked about the record number?
I heard a little bit of it. I got distracted and had to do some other stuff, but no, yeah. I mean partly.
69, dude.
69, dude. Was that a Mormon?
Roman Catholic, we believe.
Or what? Oh, I did it, didn't I?
Well, Roman Catholic, I believe.
Are the Mormons outbreeding the Catholics at this point?
I think so. Well, the Catholics have some new technology that they're using.
No, don't get confused. Mormon.
Not Mormon Catholic. Roman Catholic.
Oh, Roman Catholic.
Mormon Catholic.
Well,
that's a new religion. Yeah.
We've just invented a new religion, Major.
Mormon Catholics.
Yes.
No. All Catholics that still are alive are Roman, ain't they?
Well, it's like a different sect at this.
Not unless they live in Rome.
Yeah, in words, I'm just giving you back your own stuff.
Only if they live in Rome would they be Roman.
Yeah, you got that's the Boston right. Catholics down in Massachusetts.
Roman, alive, they're Catholics, so they're Roman Catholics.
Well, no, I mean, if they're from, like Richie says, Boston.
Boston
Catholics. So, they parked the car on the corner.
Boston.
Like, Boston.
Hey, you're missing the roaming part. Roaming over the tundra on a horse like I proceed.
Roaming Catholics, not Roman Catholics.
It's a pun. Gypsies.
They get charged every time their cell phone tower reorients to their phone. Roaming Catholics.
Why do I gotta steal your horse before you listen to me? Damn it.
I'm sorry, what, Major? I wasn't listening to you.
Why do I have to steal your horse before you slow down and listen to me?
I don't own a horse.
Just don't steal his thunder.
Yeah.
Or his horse named Thunder.
Yeah.
Listen, don't put the horse before the cart.
No, my horse is named Lightning. It comes before the thunder.
Major, thanks for the call. Have a great night. 603-283-6160.
We covered a lot of territory with that call. We went everywhere from vacuum cleaners to sandpaper to horses.
I figured Lightning is the male horse, Thunder's the female horse.
I figured we'd let him go out on top, you know, rather than, you know, decline into something less entertaining.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, stop while we're ahead.
Oh, look at Captain. Taking Mark's professional advice.
Hey, I'm trying to be a better host here.
As soon as they make a joke, cut him off.
Always trying to improve the show.
All right.
You know, not always succeeding, but, you know, I was trying. That's the important part.
He made a good effort.
It was, E for effort.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut.
I don't know why I'm talking like this all of a sudden.
It's the Boston accent.
Boston, around the corner.
Yeah.
It's a little more Hampshire. New Hampshire. It's like N apostrophe Hampshire, New Hampshire.
Ooh.
New Hampshire. Sure. Yeah, not even Shire, it's Shuh.
What are we going to call it when we actually secede?
Wow.
Got to change the name.
Yeah.
Old Hampshire.
No, because that's just Hampshire in England. Fall back on that.
Just call it the Shire.
Okay.
Why not?
I'll accept it.
Right? Who's going to sue us for copyright?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but they can't because we're a different country. Okay. We don't have copyright rules.
Oh,
like China. That's why you can't. That's why you can't mention it. And you can no longer mention your copyrightable ideas in Namsha.
Because of China.
Because of China.
Well, that's what Robert the Caller was worried about. Like Chinese maybe. We can't give them any ideas. What the hell is wrong with people? All right. Are we done with the Blonsky? I think we are.
I think so.
Let's move on.
I forget which
one. We spun that one into the ground.
Which one of the writers actually tried to sue the Shire for the Declaration of Independence or whatever?
Oh, I don't know.
L. Neil. It's like one of those L. Neil guys, but I don't want to say his full name in case it's the wrong one.
I don't know.
Like he wrote like the Shire Declaration, right? Like, oh, I'm signing this Shire Constitution, was moderately improvised off of something that this author wrote.
Oh, I see.
And so he went, no, that's my copyrightable work. Even though I too am writing libertarian fiction, you cannot steal my declarations. It was a thing back in the day. I just don't remember the details.
Well, since we've been talking about women and having lots of children, let's talk about another story that involves lots of children. This from ladbible.com. What the hell is lad? What's the lad part of
it? Don't worry about it. Like a boy.
Oh, it's like Boy's Life or something?
I always
I had a subscription of that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I wasn't even a Boy Scout.
I was. Yeah. Okay. I got kicked out for smoking weed.
Oh.
Yeah. We were at a doing the Boy Scout camp out kind of thing.
Okay.
And the
Scoutmaster.
Yeah, the Scoutmaster. Like, we looked at the coast was clear. I almost
clearly
said a bad
not.
Word. We you know, and we're like, okay, let's spark it up, right? And so we're just in the tent. It's just me and this one other dude. We're smoking this hand-rolled joint, poorly hand-rolled joint, and
I found this herb out in nature.
No, sir. No. We just hear this voice. It's this guy, man. He's like, when you boys are done in there, you might as well go ahead and pack up camp because you're out of here.
Wow.
Because, like, apparently smoke escapes the tent.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, we didn't consider that. We just were, yeah.
I've been in enough tents that have been rained on and gotten wet on the inside, so well, that's not as...
That's really intense.
Yeah.
This from ladbible.com. Parents regret letting kids on Lord of the Flies show that saw 20 girls and boys left alone.
What did they think was going to happen? They read the book, right?
Yeah, have they not? Like, didn't they read the book before allowing their children to go on, or were
Let's
they just
see if
like
this book is really fiction?
They were just like, Little Billy's going to be on TV. Something about Lord of the Flies. I don't know what that is. Like, yeah.
I did the book report and somehow got it wrong because I only watched the movie.
So this is from January 18th, published by somebody named Emma Guinness.
Whatever.
Weird. Yeah. Guinness record from the last thing. Guinness now.
I don't check the sources. I just look for entertaining content.
If only I were drinking beer and could have a Guinness right now, that would make the trifecta.
Be lovely.
Instead, he went out for a coffee.
I did. A group of parents have admitted that they regret letting their kids on a chaotic Lord of the Flies-esque reality show. Okay, first of all, letting your kids on a reality show, like, much less a Lord of the Flies-esque reality show.
The economy's in the tank. Someone's got to make some money somehow, and it's like
true.
Pimping out your
reality
kids.
Reality TV gives reality a bad freaking name, dude.
It makes you famous.
Also, I just want to say this
Hashtag
is probably...
Hashtag Andrew Tate.
This is probably safer than letting your kids on Disney Channel.
Or public
Nickelodeon.
Schools.
Yeah, or public schools. But.
Or church.
Probably less likely to get molested at public school than on Disney Channel. Maybe I'm wrong. Depends what school you go to, I guess.
I would public put school. The risk equal in those.
Okay.
Two, just, you know.
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, Disney Channel, it's like a definite 99%.
I'd say in public school, probably less likely that it's going to be teachers and staff. Whereas Disney Channel, it's more likely going to be the executives.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to get molested by another Mouseketeer, but you might get molested by another student.
So Minnie and Pluto, they're fine, but the other students might be, or the executives might be your...
Yeah, that's my general thought on it, since I am opinionated on everything you ask me.
Well, I mean, that's what we do here at Freaking Out Live, is opine, right?
Yes.
At any rate, the premise of this reality TV show called Boys and Girls Alone, which is a horrible name, because it just makes it sound like
just
a
British
softcore
TV.
Porn.
Okay.
Again, what did the parents expect?
The premise of Boys and Girls Alone was a simple group of 10 boys and girls that would be filmed in houses without adult supervision to see what happened.
Maybe they just watched Home Alone. Like, well, if one kid can do it.
There's a video sample here. Have you watched it?
I have not.
I won't play it because I usually screen these things for cussing and whatnot. So
I just I don't wanna. The thumbnail of it was this, you know, chubby little kid looked like he was screaming his little head off. And I went, ooh.
Apparently, chaos erupted.
You don't say.
Who would have figured 20 kids on in a house all alone, you know? Yeah. The boys group totally trashed their house and split into two smaller groups, living off junk food.
They're forming gangs.
Yes, almost immediately.
Living off junk food despite having a number of options.
Wow. Surprise, surprise. Like,
wait, does it say how old they are? It doesn't.
I mean, I could have told them what would have happened.
But they look.
They don't know how to cook. You're going to go for the easy stuff.
They look fat.
Well, and they look, you know, maybe eight, six to eight, you know, ish in that range. They even made one member of the group, Michael, into a scapegoat and tied him to a chair.
Oh my gosh. This sounds like the Stanford prison experiment.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Yes. It
like
does
almost
sound like
immediately
that.
All of the cops started beating the prisoners.
The girls, meanwhile, were also chaotic, but they did try to come together and cook food, which, compared to their male counterparts, was comparatively civilized.
Well, the natural habitat.
Men are the hunters, right? Women stay home, make the grub, right? You know?
Sure. At that age, they already knew their place naturally.
Did you not see my Facebook status? A man's place is in the kitchen cooking PB&J.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
At some point, you need to go back and listen to the show when you were gone. Earlier.
Okay. I was actually planning on it anyways.
So, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Since you brought up the loaving. The loaving. The leavening of the loaves. No. The loaving, the sourdough.
The leavened bread.
Yes, it'll all make sense later when you listen to the part that you missed.
Can't wait.
The 2009 reality show, which spanned four episodes, also featured the children trying to complete tasks which included managing money and organizing a three-day camping trip.
Look. Adults can hardly manage a three-day camping trip.
Man. Or money, for that matter. Oh, my gosh. For its finale, the two groups of children who were aged between 8 and 11 got to live together. Weren't they already living together?
No, there was the boys' house and the girls' house.
Oh, so now they're co-ed, mingling.
At 8 to 11, though. I mean,
Yeah.
Not much compelling television.
How many of them had triplets or quadruplets?
Hopefully none.
However, over a decade on from the program, which was accused of child abuse and cruelty, their parents say they wish they'd never allowed them to take part.
What channel does this air on?
I mean,
no.
I want to watch it.
Yeah. Also, now the parents are like, oh, I wish I'd never let my kids do this, now that there's a lawsuit and I might be making some more money.
Right, well, or now that their children are, like, really screwed up from having participated in this thing and they don't know, you know, and they, like, feel guilty and all that kind of crap.
I mean, four episodes, how long did they actually film?
And how is it they only made four episodes? It seems like that could be at least a 10-episode, if not 20-episode show.
I'd watch it.
603-283-6160. Have you ever done anything Lord of the Flies-esque? Give us a call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A man in a white van in Torrance, California is dead after police were in a standoff with the occupant of what they called a barricaded suspect. There's speculation that this may be a possible suspect in Saturday night's mass shooting. It killed 10 people, 10 others were wounded near Los Angeles and Monterey Park.
Words cannot say how much we are grieving with the family members and that suffer through this tragic event.
That's Torrance Mayor George Chen. One House Republican is questioning if President Biden showed the documents discovered in his private Delaware residence to anyone.
And the only reason you can think of as to why anyone would take classified documents out of a classified space at home is to show them to somebody.
That's Ohio Representative Mike Turner appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. The end of the COVID-19 pandemic has millions across China able to travel home for Lunar New Year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Crack, said Jack.
Crack is whack.
Well,
said Whitney Houston.
Okay.
I'm rich. I don't do crack.
Where's the receipt?
You might be rich, but are you wealthy?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
Depends. How do you measure it?
Rich in name only.
Yeah.
Is that why you're rich E rich, so you can be rich twice in the same name?
It's supposed to be somewhat of an affirmation at the same time. We've talked about this. It just hasn't manifested yet.
Or womanifested.
Yeah, whatever. I don't do that.
Anymore?
Yeah.
Not since the incident.
Yeah, too many of those.
Before we go on, I want to tell all of our listeners that Free Talk Live is asking you for a favor. As you perhaps know, Ian Freeman, this show's founder, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. We can argue all day as to if the jury was mistaken, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he helps the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Also, saying things about yourself that give your opinion weight with the government workers would be helpful. Perhaps you've held office, maybe you've had a stellar career, or you've been a volunteer, that would be something to mention. Ian is a selfless guy that has always tried to do what he thinks is the right thing. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison, particularly when there is no victim of anything he's been accused of. We need you to write these letters quickly, so please do not put it off. You can send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get this address written down, that's okay. All the info that you need to send a letter is at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com. If Ian has helped you in any way, if he's enriched your life, I know that when we used to do our nightcap gatherings that he was always helping people download and install cryptocurrency wallets. He would even give them a little bit of cryptocurrency to get them started, show them how to use it, how to do a transaction. And he never charged anybody for any of this. In fact, he lost money doing it by giving away cryptocurrency to these people. So I know for a fact that that is one of the many things that he has done that I feel is a good and right thing in this world.
Getting people hooked on cryptocurrency.
I mean, it's better than state currency.
That is true.
So, anyway, letters.freetalklive.com.
As we discussed, Gresham's Law.
Indeed. So we've been talking about this 2009 reality program that was only four episodes long, but it was sort of a Lord of the Flies-esque. It's called, what was it called?
Boys in a House.
Boys and Girls Alone was the name of the thing. And so, you know, they trashed the house. They did have to do a couple of things. It turns out the girls did try to come together and cook food. It doesn't say they were successful. It says they did try to come together to cook food. for its finale, the two groups of children got to live together. However, over a decade on from the program, which was accused of child abuse and cruelty, the parents say they wish they'd never allowed them to take part. At this point, it's worth noting that there were adult chaperones on set who were allowed to intervene if things got particularly out of the hand.
I mean,
little Billy stabbing little Susie with the scissors while you're trying to do arts and crafts.
Well, and there would have to be, right? Because there needs to be a camera crew.
Right.
For it to be a reality show. I mean, you can hide cameras.
Well,
and
no, you
can like,
just mount them at various places in the house, and you know.
Yeah, but the crew's not supposed to interfere with the
right.
Like, I've seen enough nature; they don't get involved.
Ruth Lewis, whose son Sam took part in a similar show in 2002, Cutting Edge's Boys Alone, said she struggles to even think about what happened. That show was awful, the mom said. If I had my time again, I would say no to allowing him on the show. It was just chaos and mayhem.
Boys will be boys.
Note the lack of anarchy.
Okay.
In the description, yes. I'm just saying, anarchy's... I'm taking it back, man. We're taking
it
back.
Not chaos and mayhem.
Not chaos, not mayhem. Watching the new show, I did think, I can't believe I did that to my son. It was horrible watching it again. It's an awful lot for a child to go through at that age. Well,
I mean, that's just
then that makes you a dumb parent. Yeah,
yeah.
That's... Like,
well, but
you don't know that
through?
Up front.
You don't know you're a dumb parent until you watch back the episode of Lord of the Flies you let your child participate in and go, oh, crap, I was really dumb.
It probably wasn't pitched as Lord of the Flies. It's like, let's just see what happens when we put 10 boys in a house.
And no adults.
There's going to be adult presence there. Only in a terrible situation are they going to intervene because we want to get a really good idea what these boys will do alone.
Her opinion was also echoed by Sam, who told the Mirror when he was 19 that he wished he'd never taken part. If someone asked me if I want to do it again, I'd definitely say no, he said. Any boy would say yes to an opportunity like that, but that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. I'd never missed my mom before in my life. It was mayhem and became depressing as the house divided into two gangs and war broke out.
So, okay,
Nerf War, like,
so they did the show twice, and both times they ganged up into two gangs.
Yeah, the place was trashed, and I'm ashamed to say that I even turned into a bit of a hooligan. So, like, you know.
I mean, yeah, you're 8 years old.
Yeah, and you just joined a gang, or formed one even. Perhaps you're the leader, we don't know.
I just want to parallel that with most politics, right? It's always like two parties, two gangs, duking it out.
Weird. It's as if it's one giant Lord of the Flies-esque show, reality show that we're all participating in involuntarily.
Biden's got the conch.
He does have the conch. It's true.
Doesn't know what to do with it.
He's sniffing it instead of blowing into it. Right? He doesn't know what to do. Another participant in the 2002 incarnation of the show, Alex Lippman, said, "While it sounded like a fun, it sounded like fun at the time, it was everything but."
It does sound like fun.
It does sound like fun. If I was like eight,
yes,
and your mom was like, "Hey, do you want to go be on a TV show where you and a bunch of kids just live in a house without any
adults?"
I'd be
like, "8-year-old dream come true."
Getting yelled at by your parents all the time.
I just eat junk food all day and be like, "Yes,
living the dream. No bedtime."
Get all the girls to make us food or whatever.
Like, well, that was the second show on different.
Oh, well, okay.
But yeah.
But either way.
They would do it naturally because they learned their role quickly.
It sounded like a really exciting prospect. 10 boys alone in the house with no rules, he says. I was psyched up for a fun time when I walked in. There was a massive banner above the stairs saying there were no rules and inflatable chairs full of sweets.
Yes. Cool.
The cupboards were full of pot of noodles and water pistols. But soon I realized it was going to be horrible. We descended into hell.
Can we do this? Very dramatic. Can we do this at, like, Porkfest with adults?
Right. No rules. Unlimited sweets.
We could, actually. Like, we just need a campsite and a big old tent.
Yeah.
And then a banner outside that says, entering this doorway, there are no rules. And then you walk in, you got a couple of
sweets and water pistols.
Yeah, a couple of chairs full of, you know, whatever, Jolly Ranchers and M&Ms or whatever.
Some blow-up furniture.
And, like, super soakers, right? Yes. You know? Definitely inflatable furniture because you're going to have the water all over the place. You don't want to, you know.
Inflatable other things if it's only dudes. So.
Yeah. Or either way, right?
Why not?
That's actually the end of that particular article. But how could you think this was a good idea in the first place?
Because from an 8-year-old boy's perspective, this sounds awesome.
As parents, though.
I think there was money involved.
Well, of course there was.
Of course.
They don't mention that in this particular article.
And
they
don't mention
how much did the parents receive by forcing their children into this laborious work, which they, you know, had to be filmed, you know, all this kind of stuff and coached
laborious
up.
Laborious work?
Well, right. They're basically profiting off of pimping out their children.
Yeah.
Right? The kids didn't receive any pay. The parents did.
Okay.
Right, that's generally how these things work out, right? Because the parents are legal guardians of the children.
That's generally how child actors work, too.
Which is way worse than this, I think. I also think that the reason why, you know, 10 years later, they're all coming out against this is because now there might be a lawsuit involved, and they have to, you know, play it up to seem worse than it really was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If the money wasn't involved, would they have been like, yeah, this is a great idea, let's let little Billy in on this thing, or... They were like, well, you know, it's a TV show, and little Billy will be famous. Oh, we get, like, two grand a day or whatever it is. I don't know how much they're getting. But, you know, like, I think money was a factor. And now that they've spent the money, they're like, yeah, I feel bad having done that to little Billy. And Billy feels bad, too, because he got into a fight with the other gang and, you know, whatever.
It couldn't have been a lot of money. Right, like, I don't know how much reality shows pay, but it's more of it's the influencer dilemma, right? Like, you get notoriety, and then you can go do other things.
Right.
And if you don't pull that off, well, then that's on you. But we're giving you your chance. This is your breakthrough opportunity, little Billy. Make a name for yourself.
God damn it, Billy.
If they're going to separate into two gangs, you leave one of them.
You take that conch, and you don't be afraid to smack him upside the head with it.
Don't let anybody else grab the conch. You sleep with that thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Conch goes to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom.
This premise might make an interesting reality show with adults.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, like, what's the one where they put everybody in a house together? And
the
make it
real world.
Real world, yes. Something like that, except...
Road rules. Big Brother.
Do an actual Lord of the Fly. Put them on an island somewhere, like a small island. Like, I know there's
Naked
islands.
And Afraid. Love Island.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right, yeah. Yep. Naked and Afraid was another one. I don't watch any of these shows, by the way. I, like, when reality TV first came upon the I'm older than reality television. There was a day when it didn't exist. And then one day, it existed and took over MTV.
Jenny McCarthy came along.
And that's how MTV died.
Yeah.
With reality TV.
Well, that's how MTV was resurrected.
The Osbournes, though?
Yeah, okay.
I never watched
that. Ozzy was faking it the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The
last episode, like, oh, can I stop playing this stupid thing now?
I immediately identified reality television as something to occupy the zombies.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's literally what it was. It's like, yeah, you know, you get home from your busy day at work. You want your mind to be as numb as possible from the horrific day that you just had. And so you click on some reality TV. It is escapism. And it makes you feel better about yourself by laughing at the fate of others.
Well, and that's the thing. So I think in most reality TV is very dramatic. There's always something happening. I mean, it's the same with the news.
Yep.
People like watching it because it makes them feel better about the drama and the turmoil within themselves.
Right.
There was one on Fox that I thought had a very interesting premise, and it was supposed to be like a forever show called like Eden or something, right?
That sounds familiar.
Okay. Well, it's not Exit to Eden the movie. That's completely different.
Like,
okay.
It's a series.
Well, it was just a show. I don't remember the name of it, but that's what I recall.
Okay.
But it was, for every episode you're on, you get like a stipend of money,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you can stay on the show as long as you want and continue to accrue the stipend. But the minute you want out off of the show, you got to give back half your money.
Oh.
So it's some,
half, huh?
Yeah. Mm. But then it didn't last. It only lasted like half a season or whatever, and then it was gone. I was like, oh, man.
Hmm. But somebody take all the money?
I don't know. Yeah, the executive producers.
I'm making an executive decision. Oh, this money is mine now.
Yes. But, I mean, as a concept, right, like how long till you get sick of being on a reality show, and then is it worth giving back half of what you've already earned? They're going to tax you. They're going to tax you to leave. I just want to go home.
Pay up.
Pay up. There was another funny dating one where it was like a whole bunch of dudes and the chick, right? And there was like a Confederate. There was a gay dude in the bunch.
Oh.
And if the gay dude won the competition, he got the money, right?
Oh.
Because he convinced her.
That's kind of, I don't know if I like that.
Okay, whatever. But she had to like filter out all these guys,
yeah,
like
which one's gay.
Oh
man.
Good times.
Definitely good times. I still just can't imagine if I had kids and, you know, somebody approached me with they wanted my kid to be on, I'd be like, no, I'm sorry.
Well, okay, they probably didn't approach you, man. They probably held auditions. They went, hey, we're doing this thing, make, you know, 2,000 pounds or dollar, whatever,
right,
whatever
right,
it was. Right. And they went, little Billy, we need this money. So you'd be real nice to that executive when we go in there.
Like, unless
we're going to be on TV.
Unless the kid initiated it, right? If the kid was like, hey, Dad, I seen this ad in the whatever, right, online,
yeah,
whatever it is,
on
my social media or something, right? Yeah. You know, I seen this ad, and they're doing this TV show. They're having auditions. You could drive me to, like, if it was the kid's idea and the kid wanted to do the thing, I'd consider that. But I don't think that that's the case for these kids, any of them, much less maybe one of them, right? But
yeah.
Certainly not all of them. And I think it's probably the case where this is parental exploitation of their children for financial gain.
Sure.
Typically is.
Yeah.
Not that people have been doing that since the dawn of man, right?
This is not a new concept.
You would have children.
Somebody needs to till the farm.
Right. You would have children to, you know, work the farm and, you know, all that
kind
of thing.
Imagine the farm you could run with 58 kids.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to hire a farmhand for ever.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And then you die and they're fighting over who gets the farm.
Employees with no pay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's great.
Well, Billy, got to get up at the butt crack of dawn and go milk some cows. Yeah.
But, Mom, I don't want to. I want to be on TV. Well, you know.
Got to go bale some hay.
There's this reality show coming up, and you could earn some extra cash for the farm.
Maybe that's how they buy the farm. No pun intended. Is by sending their kids onto a reality TV show, collecting the money, and then literally purchasing a farm.
I mean, quick money like that, right? If you can get a quick money influx, like we talked earlier with the cryptocurrency, right?
Yep.
If you could turn a profit really quickly and get out with your investment, then you could use that money more productively for other things and build upon it.
That is true. That is a fact.
So we need some seed money for this other venture, and we're going to go make it by working.
So if you had $1 billion and you bought an island, basically, do you think that you would get harassed by the cops on the island you own?
No, king of the island.
King of the island.
King of the island.
What do you think?
Probably would get harassed.
If you had enough money to buy an island and then...
How do you buy the island and not buy the police, though?
Well,
that's... So the police are already on the island, or are the police from the outside?
This from sfgate.com. Billionaire Larry Ellison ticketed by Lanai Cop on Hawaii Island he owns.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, I think...
I wouldn't have cops. Okay, if I owned an island, there would not be cops there.
First of all,
I mean?
You would think.
It's his first mistake.
The United States government owns Hawaii, so for this guy to be able to have bought an island, I think is not quite accurate.
No, yeah.
He owns 98% of the land.
He owns the property.
But if he stops paying, the government comes in and takes it away.
What's the tax rate on an island?
Well,
I don't know.
So what I'm thinking is, so... If I own property, so if I own a ranch in Texas, let's mm-hmm. say, you know, hundreds of acres, mm-hmm. there won't be necessarily cops patrolling the land. I would think that they wouldn't be able to come on my property.
This is private property.
Yeah. They wouldn't be able to come on my property unless I gave them permission or if they were there for a reason.
Yeah, well, so he was venturing out on the 2% he doesn't own?
Possibly.
Why would you even do that?
You know, I mean, roads, you know, are built and other structures and that kind of thing on islands. So, you know, maybe he owns the plots of land, but I'm certain that he doesn't own the roads and that kind of thing.
Well, you're a billionaire. Build your own roads. Can't be
that
hard.
Build your own island.
Well, that's a little bit more difficult. Out of plastic or something?
Setting. Yeah. Anyway. Not even a 98% ownership stake on a Hawaii island can get you out of getting ticketed for driving without a license. That's the lesson that ex-Silicon Valley tech billionaire Larry Ellison learned the hard way.
I love that he doesn't have a license.
It's his island.
It's just awesome, though.
I do, too. And in fact, no one really should need to have one.
No.
In my opinion.
Shouldn't need to have anything.
Well, food, water.
Well, okay, but
you don't need to have, I mean, you shouldn't be forced to have that.
Yeah, you shouldn't need to pay a fee to the masters in order to engage in what should be a right, which is the right to travel.
Yep.
The lesson that he learned the hard way, according to a Tuesday report in Hawaii News Now, the Oracle co-founder, according to the Hawaii News outlet, was driving his orange Chevy Corvette one October evening when he was stopped by a police officer. The interaction was filmed by the officer's body camera.
Did he try the, do you know who I am?
Oh, I don't know. The reason I stopped you is you ran through the stop sign and you were kind of speeding there, the officer said.
There's only two of us on this island. Just leave me alone.
Ellison explained that he was trying to get home for dinner with my kids, but apologized. His kids, Dave and Megan, are both big-time Hollywood producers. The latter founded the indie production company Annapurna. Okay. Don't know why they felt the need to include that. He also allegedly did not have his driver's license on hand when the officer asked for documentation. Ellison was ticketed, but it's unclear what fine or penalty he received as a result of the alleged traffic violations.
Blowing a stop sign and driving without a license?
A representative for Maui police did not immediately respond to a request.
So, in Honolulu, at least, on a different island...
Right, because you're the Hawaii man.
Right.
You've been accused of being the budget Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
But anywho, my fine for not driving with the license was only like $100.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm, you know.
But it wasn't fine driving without a license. You received a fine that you had to pay.
Understood. But I'm saying in his case.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know how much this fine is.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's not that much.
You're here to tell us it's like $100.
It was $100. On a different island in a different jurisdiction, it was $100. I can't imagine it being significantly more.
Right, yeah.
Probably on the island
within $100 of the $100 originally, yeah. Ellison hasn't quite earned the goodwill of his neighbors and lawmakers who reside on the island. Really?
Kick him off.
I would have never guessed that, what with you pulling him over and giving him a ticket despite owning 98% of the land.
Just buy the last 2% and kick off the politicians.
That's probably the 2% he can't is the stuff that's owned by the state that they won't sell.
Build an army.
The Oracle army.
There you go. We patrol these streets now.
His company, Lanai Resorts, gated public access to the island's only swimmable beach last year, violating Hawaii law in the process and eliciting a warning from Maui County.
You know, you can't put a gate up on your property, sir.
Yeah.
But it's my property.
You don't own the beach. We do, is what the state is saying to him.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that you purchased it and it falls within your property lines, according to, well, us, the state, right? You still don't own it. We do. You're really just renting it from us for the long term.
That is a weird thing. Like, there are neighborhoods on the island where it's, like, the nicest houses, right? Yeah. Different island, right? And they're forced to, like, build a walkway to get to the beach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 The beach is for everybody. You must allow us passage.
Some communities, as we all know, have let the elite just, you know, run wild. Maui County Councilman Gabe Johnson, who lives on the island, told Hawaii News Now he also did not immediately respond to a request or comment on this story. So, yeah, apparently
he's not being accountable to the people.
Yeah, rich guy, you know, is not getting along with the law enforcement.
As most people don't.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, in Hawaii, you know how a lot of the beaches here you have to pay to go on the beach? Is that not a thing in Hawaii?
There might be some private beaches, but generally, no.
Okay.
You just go to the beach.
I like that.
Might be hard to find parking sometimes.
Yeah, but...
beach might be crowded, but no, free access all the way around.
If you had a male child and then you went to the beach, would you have a son on the beach?
You would.
Very good.
And some fun on the beach.
Sun and fun?
Mm-hmm.
Sam
gets into some weird places.
Yeah. Whenever you see, like, the bikini girl, like the Sports Illustrated or whatever, the bikini girl's on the beach or whatever, and they got sand, like, all over, like, their side or their thigh or whatever, I'm like, ew.
That's just what you see.
That's like, I mean, it's sandpaper E when you get, like, you know, two bodies, one of them sandy and, like, you press together.
Talk to Major Payne about that grit.
Or minor ache.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about minor ache.
It's a very gritty subject.
It is.
603-283-6160.
All of a sudden you got sand in your mouth.
Coming up, we'll talk about a university banning a word and a raccoon who got rescued by a railroad worker for a bizarre reason.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.